I can't wait till I can move back into my new school.
Students who cannot speak use smart board computer technology as they appear at a celebration Thursday. Aspire announced it will match the Oshai grant through a capital campaign to help complete the $9.2 million facility. Oshai Foundation President Robert Joya tells WBFO News the Aspire program truly speaks to the Oshai mission.
This is a perfect example of maximizing the resources within the community so that it can be a regional asset and everyone can take advantage of it, because I don't think everyone does have the resources nor the ability to do it individually.
Over 75% of Aspire students ranging in age from 3 through 21 require assistance with wheelchairs or walkers. These are students assessed by school districts who cannot attend regular classroom settings. Aspire President and CEO Thomas Tsai says their center is able to serve up to 40 area school districts in Erie and Niagara counties.
We have 90 school-aged slots, and those are almost always full. We have a number of peer agencies that do similar programs. Everyone's focus is a bit different. Ours is that medical frailty and multiply disabled individuals. But we really have been. The real missing piece has been the facilities.
But I can't wait to get my students actually in there and be able to take them to a sink and wash dishes.
Special ed teacher Chantel Songster teaches 6th and 7th graders who have a variety of disabilities. Songster says the new building will assist in teaching basic life skills.
Some of these parents, to have their kids one day maybe make their own sandwich or walk up to the sink and even put a sponge on a dish, even though they might not wash it correctly, would be the greatest thing.
Aspire's Center for Learning has been providing education to the developmentally disabled for nearly 70 years. This new learning center will feature special state-of-the-art technology, new physical therapy areas, and a special climate-controlled environment that will assist with the physical disabilities students suffer. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.